Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fagner.
And here we are, team, in the beautiful downtown. Where are we?
Mawson Lakes.
Oh.
Beautiful spot. Beautiful here.
I feel I get really nervous when I'm here. I just worry about which plane's going to land in your front yard.
Just took the budgie smugglers off and had a quick shower before you got here, Rick. I've been sunbaking out there.
You've done a few laps. Oh, sunbaking. So, okay, fine. If you hear any crashing noises, it might be the last show we ever do here, team. Lawn bowls, Phil, it's got to be starting?
Yes, lawn bowls, local lawn bowls. But we start on a sadder note, Rick. A good mate of mine that I played a lot of tournaments, played a little bit of pennant bowls down at Paynham with him, passed away Wednesday week ago, Dylan Wilson O'Leary, Rick. Tragic it was. Oh. Got his funeral at Forgies this Friday coming at 2 o'clock. So to Dylan's family and to the Lindock Bowling Club, where he bowled and loved, our thoughts are going out to you. So, yeah.
Very sad.
Yep. We'll leave it at that. Rick, obviously the club super challenge in the Brosser League is about to kick off. I'm not sure exactly the dates yet, but it was all in the papers again this week. It's just a pairs, triples and fours format, which is, as we know, has been done by Matty Short. He was the backbone of it through Bowls SA, which is the first country league to do a super challenge, which should be great. It'll bring in bowlers that don't normally bowl on a Saturday and encourage other people to bowl.
Oh, so that's
it's a great idea.
Innovation.
I have mentioned it before, and I said to Matty that I'd give it another plug on our show. Quickly, Rick, now, first week of bowls starts this week, as your cricket does. Tanunda play Kapunda. I'm going to tip Kapunda in that.
Is that right?
I think they'll be the next best Angaston this year, I reckon. Tanunda, unfortunately, lost a couple players, so I think Kapunda in that. Your Dunder and Freeling, I will tip Freeling in that, although Freeling have lost a couple as well. But your Dunder, it could be a good game. It's at your Dunder on their new greens. So Lindock play Mount Pleasant, I will tip Lindock in that.
Yes.
Quickly, person bowling that I've noticed the name, Rick, that we both know very well, Aaron Ayres, playing lawn bowls.
What?
Well, you told me he wasn't much of a golfer.
I didn't say that.
So if you're listening, Aaron, it was Rick Drewer that said that perhaps you should take up lawn bowls.
But lawn bowls?
Yep. Oh, good bowler, Aaron is. Oh, I won't say that on here, though.
No, don't.
No, because
he doesn't need any praise.
No.
Well, yep. Good luck, is he?
Yeah. So he's first pennant match this week in the ones.
He's a good lad.
Yeah, very, very talented lad.
He's in the ones.
In the ones, well, I know.
Must have donated some wine to get that.
Well, he knows where we live, Rick, doesn't he?
He does.
So I've tipped Lindock in that, especially with Aaron Ayres in that side. And Newry and Angaston, Rick, I'm going to tip Angaston in that. I think they'll be the side to beat again. Although Newry have Lachlan Fuss back from Glenelg. That's about the only real in, otherwise there's a couple, you know, come up from the second side. And I noticed in the Angaston side, Alan Northcott is playing in a lead. Mig Silvestro, he's playing two, and Sue Levere from Tanunda are the three new ins that I could see for the Angaston side. Quickly, while we're still on the lawn bowls, Rick, yes. I just want to wish Albie Wilkinson from Newry a happy 80th, Albie. It's his 80th birthday, I think it's today.
Oh, congratulations.
Which is Friday.
Yes.
And quickly, I was going to mention, I did send out a bit of a message to the boys to give us a bit of info on some bowls news, and Peter Dehaan got back to me. So, Pete, congratulations, you, Sean Knight, Martin Dew, and Brett, our mate, Brett Rowland. They went really well, made the semi-finals in the BPL, got knocked off by Grange, which is a Premier League club down here in Adelaide, Rick.
Yes.
And so they've done exceptionally well to get that far.
They have indeed.
So yes. That is all of the lawn bowls this week, Rick.
That is fantastic. You are all over it.
All over it.
No wonder it is the major segment of this
show.
Oh,
well, it's very well listened to.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, by At least you, one person.
You,
that I
you
know.
And your family?
No, my family don't listen to it. Quickly, Rick, I meant to plug it last week and I apologise to Nigel Jamieson, another good listener.
Yep.
Listens when he's walking the dog.
Are you Rolling Stones.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, walking the dog.
Yeah, oh, yeah, walking the dog, jeez. Yeah. He's.
I'm glad you're all over your music, eh?
All over it, yeah. he's written a book, Rick, Gummer For Me. It'll be out soon.
Yep.
If it's not out yet, because it's a couple of weeks ago I was meant to mention this. So, Nigel, it's worthwhile getting, I realise that, because my name will be in it.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll be in it. A Gummer For Me. That's our old song, A Gummer For Me. That's how we used to, after we won.
What they talked about, blokes coming off of the outside of the boundary. Right? Is that right?
One of the greatest full forwards. To...
Self-praise.
Sorry, Mickey Walters, you're here.
Self-praise is no recommendation.
Mickey's a full forward down there now. Quickly, while we're on Gummaraka, Dylan Weaver. 28-year-old from Central Districts, signed with Gummaraka this week. 57 league games. Vice-captain of the league side too, Jumbo was telling me. Mm. So dad coach is up there, Mark.
Oh, right.
Good coach.
Right.
And has recruited his son. So should be a real good in for Gummaraka.
It should be. Now, while we're on the footy.
While we're on the footy.
Too much is never enough.
Oh.
AFL Grand Final, Phil.
Well. Bobby Hill, how good was he?
Well, he was fantastic. There's no doubt that he basically won the game. And I thought he took one of the great screamers that I've ever
seen. Absolutely.
However,
what?
It's got to be banned from the game.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Honestly, it is only a matter of time. Well, instead of his knee landing on that bloke's shoulder, if that had landed in the back of his head, he would have been
unlucky.
He would have been concussed. Unlucky. Now, you know, we can't afford this risk factor.
Oh, Rick.
Yep, it's got...
You take that out of footy. We're taking the bump out.
Well, we've got to do
taking a tackle out.
We've got a lot of sling. We cannot afford it because...
Okay, we're playing netball.
If we don't... Well, maybe we will. But if we don't, the money will take it out because they will be sued to kingdom come.
No, you can't take that out, Rick. Yep. It was one of the highlights of the grand final.
It was, but...
Ripper, mate. That's how I used to take them, Rick.
What'd you take a ladder out there?
Hey? Don't tell anybody.
Now, and we won't spend a lot of time on this, but if Australian rules football had not been invented and was being invented today... You could never, under litigation, you could never have the rules and what's allowed would not exist in the game.
Oh, what about cage wrestling?
Well, that's not football.
No, I know, but they do anything. There's no rules in that. Well, they get concussion.
That's not our problem.
Neither is this.
Oh, yes, it is. You ask the lawyers how they're going. Well. Eh?
The cage fighting will be worse.
How's the old Johnny Platton? He's going to make a dollar or two.
Yeah, he will
too.
Well,
he will, and so will
he won't
of
be the only one.
No. Anyway, so that's all right. Anyway, Grandfather, I thought that, here's a big call, given that football's played very differently to the way it used to be played.
Yep.
I think that's as good a game of modern day football as I've seen.
I agree. Great game of footy.
Only wrecked by one thing.
What?
Very, very ordinary umpiring.
We're used to that now, Rick, aren't we?
Well, we are used to it, and we tend to forget what happens in the first three quarters only for the last quarter. But
what a time it happened.
And there can be frees given or not given and 50 metre penalties given and not given in a first quarter that just have as much effect upon the result of the game as in the last quarter.
Mm.
But that call of advantage, a minute to go, was disgraceful.
Yep, agreed.
And it may have changed the result of the game.
Well, could have, absolutely.
So,
because it was within the 50 or just outside the 50, whatever
and
it was.
I would say that things have got even worse with four umpires.
Oh, absolutely, because the quality is gone.
Well, the quality is gone.
There wasn't much quality anyhow.
Yeah, and the interpretation, it's bad enough. I mean, at least if you're umpiring on your own and you're always correct, right?
Oh,
never
wrong.
In doubt.
No.
Two umpires, there's some degree of...
Yep.
Three, there's even more.
Yep.
And four, it's
ridiculous.
Just a catastrophe.
Yeah. Let's bring the goal umpires in and they can have a bit of a say in this.
So anyway, so it was a great game. I might say, I know you're not a fan of it, but I did watch the NRL grand final on Sunday night.
What's the second half? What a fantastic game.
What
24-8 or whatever it was. My God.
And it
game over.
And it looked as though it was game all over.
Wow,
and,
what a sign.
That was quite a performance.
Yeah.
So both grand finals, highly entertaining. Mm. So,
and something in common, the Panthers.
Yes.
Paynham Panthers. Look out this year, the Paynham Panthers.
But all of those two grand finals just fade into insignificance compared with the mighty Redbacks.
Oh, how good are they?
They're back.
How good are they? It's great the cricket season's back. I was all over it watching it, and oh, what a game.
It was just fantastic.
I missed the last day. How'd they end up?
We didn't have a day four.
It was a three-day, wasn't it?
I was getting really excited because, you know, we rocketed up the ladder from last
year. We did. Fourth.
After, what was it, a 10 in the of the last 13 finishing bottom. And we thought, we're on the right road here.
Oh.
And our new captain, Jakey Lehman, wins the toss.
Couldn't make the side last year.
That's right. Wins a toss and unlike Travy Head, decides, smart move, will bat on the Karen Rotten Road. What's he do? He walks in at 4 for 49. Anyway, much to
his... He was the one that won the bat, so the other guys got out for him.
Much to his credit, he was
made
the be-all and end-all. He's made 115. He's been left holding... The whole situation. Last man out at 115. The only other bloke who made any runs was Minetti, who made 70 slogging off of 60 balls. Now, given you're 4 for 49, 308 or whatever it was isn't bad. Tassie, 381. But day three, we're all out for 150.
Nothing's changed, Rick.
Nothing's changed.
Now you.
Oh well, hang on. Only one thing's changed.
What's changed?
We've got even less South Australians playing.
Yes, you. We're talking about
four.
That just before.
We got four now.
Four South Australians.
It's like Dad's Army, but not quite as old. All recruited from other. What a joke! Eight, four
that
South Australians.
Joke. And the rest is just second rate.
Now,
has-beens,
the thing is that if they were good young players, but we've just got beaten by Tasmania.
So, I noticed Kelly didn't. He doesn't make that side.
No,
he's only a one dayer.
No, one day he's a bit of a slogger as well.
Okay.
But I mean, just you know, and we'll get off of it because it's ridiculous. But it's made to put into the perspective. It's made even worse because, in fact, Tasmania, who've bowled us out for 300, then 150.
They'd be one of the top sides, wouldn't they?
Well, I don't know that they will be. However, the most embarrassing thing is that Siddle and Jackson Bird, two of their gun quicks, they're not even playing. So
some guy took 7 for 71. Now I never even heard of the guy.
Well, that's because someone had to take Siddle and Bird's life. But I mean, honestly.
Oh, here we go again, eh?
I think they deliberately finished early so that Dizzy and Ken Hinckley could have a lunch together to discuss tactics, don't you reckon?
Eh? There'd be some big tactics there. Do you want to have that joke now, Rick? That we've got the cricket theme.
Oh right. Well,
so let's just have that joke a bit earlier.
Well, yeah. Did you know? My sister thinks that you're the greatest cricketer in the world. Oh, that's very nice. I'd love to meet her. No, you can't meet her. I'm sorry. We never let her out of her room.
God. It must have been said about you, Rick.
Oh, there's no need to be like that, is it? So
what else we got on the agenda there, Rick?
Well, listen, are you all over the Tanunda, you know, given Gather Round and the new surfacing of the Tanunda Road?
That'll be great, won't it?
Hey? Do you know, you've got a lot to do with Tanunda.
Oh, not
they,
much
have,
now.
Have they got it any better organised than Mount Barker?
What's going on there? Beautiful setup out there at Mount Barker.
Yeah, $23 million worth.
$23 million.
$23 million worth. And guess what?
What?
The Hills Footy Association—they're walking away from it.
What? Not playing there this
not
year.
Not playing there.
Like the next coming season.
Not playing.
Did they? They played there this season, though, didn't they?
They played some games there.
Okay.
But yep. It's. They've got to walk away because they can't afford to be there.
So what, they pay a rental?
Well, not only do they pay a rental, but evidently everything, all the superstructure and everything else for mm-hmm. the Gather Round was all just dragged in
yep.
from tables and chairs to fridges to everything else, all disappeared.
Ah.
So they've got nothing.
Wow.
There's no fencing. And so even the Hills League don't want to use it as a neutral ground because A, the charges are too high, and B, they can't control
people coming in and out without paying.
Now, you know, you wonder, I mean, it's great, you know, $23 million brand new surface. Guess what? Tanunda's going to get the same.
Yep.
But the big question is, who pays for it afterwards?
Yeah.
Because once
the
AFL's had their game, they don't give a toss.
Yeah. Yep.
And be, you know, sort of beware Tanunda because.
Yeah.
Unless
I don't know what the. It's council run, definitely council run, the
so
whole.
So unless the Barossa Council are going to come up with a lot of money and, as it were, donate it to run the thing, you're going to find your footy club, your cricket club, or whatever, if they're going to pay market rates, they're out of. Well, judging on what happened at Mount Barker, there's a big question.
Because you're thinking, you know, the winter weeds or whatever come up, they've got to be sprayed at a certain time, and, you know, the cutting of the oval is probably different because it's, you know, some special grass they're probably going to plant.
And, you know, you take even the Gather Round, A, because the oval size has been increased, if anything, the spectators' accommodation will be less. There's no way that any cars are going to be allowed inside or in the streets.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to park at Faith. They're going to have to park wherever and bust in. Now, that means that, again, after it's all over, AFL walks away.
Yeah.
And as we've discussed off air, you're not going to have Port Adelaide or Adelaide play there because they want 40,000 people at Adelaide Oval. So you're going to have two of the lower teams, just like you had at Mount Barker. And so I just still don't understand why we even do it, to be honest.
Well, one was Brisbane, but they played North Melbourne. It was a mismatch.
Topic. It was.
Speaking of walking away, Rick.
Yes.
Duday, McAdam, Himmelberg, goodbye Crows.
Oh, no.
Again.
No. They're recruiting well. They'll be right. I'll make a statement.
Clayton
now.
Oliver's not coming now.
Well, he's not.
No.
But I've got. Did I say this on the last show? The Crows will finish at the end of the minor round next year ahead of Port Adelaide.
Ooh, wow. Big
There's
call.
The call.
Is there,
well,
is it,
we've got.
Oh, $20. You got that in your pocket?
Port Adelaide. What, $20? Port Adelaide are playing in the wheelchair competition next year. Bokey's been re-signed.
Oh.
Hey,
well, we're looking to get rid of Dersmer. Essendon is the talk.
Well, if he wants to go, Port is such a nice club that we'll let him go.
And getting that Brandon Zirk Thatcher.
Well,
probably for him.
He's a household name.
Well, local boy coming home. Can play. Radicalia, hopefully.
Didn't
fingers
they
crossed.
Say that about Fantasia as well?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Hey?
And Jordan Sweet, big 206 ruckman. Dominated the VFL this year. Very handy.
VFL, I hear, isn't as strong as the Sandford.
No. Oh, I think it is now. I'd be very reluctant to say that. I reckon the SANFL, like the Barossa League, has dropped off, I'd say.
Well, there you go.
Quickly, yes. I see big Sam Jacobs coaching West Torrens Woodville Eagles next year.
Yep.
A premiership coach at Flagstaff Hill this year. Well, BOG on the ground as well, still playing.
It is. I mean, I'm good luck to him, and he may be the greatest coach in the world. But that was his first year of coaching, wasn't it? I mean,
His assistant at did he go to GWS for a year?
Oh,
or something?
Did he? And,
He's been assistant, around the traps. But we're just about at the time, Rick, aren't we?
Indeed. So, good luck in your bowls.
No bowls. Must quickly. My dear wife just dropped at the hospital, having a knee, a hip. Yeah, try the hip. I hope they don't put the knee in. Might put the hip in the knee. Geez. Having a hip operation, brand new hip today. So we wish her all the best. Bowls this week or next. I'll be looking after my dear wife.
Well, I tell you what, that's
cooking up a storm for her.
You may well not get back into that side.
Vacuuming, ironing, all of the.
Right, we're going on. I'm sick of this. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.